Eastwood.
Show him a wise part.
I said, you know what? Maybe it's not a good investment after all. So he left it. I don't know what he said this year, but he said he looked at the stock market when he said this year. He said he worked out, had he put that money in Amazon, $2,000, he would have made on that day $1.4 million. Oh, shucks. He said, that's wrong. That's not oh, shucks. That Bernstein didn't want to get that money. That's how a person has to look at something. The Bernstein didn't want him to get it. If the Bernstein was misunderstood in such a way like that, then that was what the Bernstein did not want him to have. So he says, it's quite understandable why I wasn't supposed to have it. He said, who knows what I'll be doing if I'll be having that money. So it's an interesting thing, but that's one of the lessons in the Mudding from the McGinnis Estes, that the Bernstein looks after us. And each person, the Bernstein's got his own set ways how it's supposed to go. So everyone's different. All right, let's do a few alokas of McGinnis. Well, there's a lot of mitzvahs on Purim, actually. Let's start with the McGinnis Esther itself. So, first of all, there's an interesting halacha. The McGinnis Esther is you have to hear every word. Now, that's quite tricky. Baruch Hashem, we're busy people, and our minds wander very, very much. So, it's a bit of a problem, this. How does it work? Now, Chazal understood this as well. I'm sure they knew this. So, I mean, it's true. Our concentration is worse than used to. I'm sure it must be something we can do. The question is, what's called not concentrating? I mean, you can daydream, you can still be listening. So there's two ways really of doing this. One is, some possibly suggest, if you put your finger on the word and you follow with your finger, it's an interesting condition actually, and let's say your mind's wandered for a few seconds or whatever it is, but your finger is still on the right place, so the chiddush, one of the apostles, that's still called good enough. That's called you've heard what's being said. That's number one. Other, I think Rabbi Yashuv says that if you were to stop, call the person at the time, would he know what Indian you're in? That's also good enough to be called, that you're listening with. So, generally speaking, hopefully that's what a person does. But a person shouldn't panic. I mean, it's an interesting eitzah what a person does. Sometimes a person can actually have lost the place, and he could have missed a few words. I remember many years ago, it was an interesting shaila actually, a woman had came, went to hear the Megillah. Very interesting shaila this actually. And she came in just as the Balkari was starting by Hume Achashverosh. So she thought the brachas were very important. She decided she was going to say the brachas while the Balkari was reading by Hume Achashverosh. And she heard the whole Megillah. It was quite a long business. And anyway, afterwards she came along and asked the shaila. Now, the interesting thing, she said that she concentrated on both things. She said her bracha, and she was concentrating on the words of the Balkari as well. It's a bit tricky that. It's not so posh that one can do those things. That passage is no good. So you have to be able to listen. You can only do one thing or another. Either you read yourself or you're listening to someone else, yeah? What is an interesting halacha of the Megillah is that even though lechatchila, a person should hear the whole Megillah from a kosher Megillah. That's avada, the best thing to do. But the eved, if a person hears roivim Megillah from a kosher klaf, and he does the rest from a chumash, let's say, that's b'di eved kosher. Because of that, there's a very interesting postulate. If a person, for example, missed a bit of the Megillah, he missed it. He missed a few words. Either he was daydreaming or something. For something, he missed a few words of the Megillah. Then, what he should do is, he should read himself what he missed out, go a bit ahead of the Balkaira, so he's a bit ahead of him, and then he can rejoin the Balkaira. It has to be said Keseda, the what do you call it, the Megillah has to be said Keseda, and therefore it's no good making it up afterwards. You have to make it in order. So what you should do is you should read yourself those words that you missed out, go ahead a little bit ahead of the Balkaira, and then when the Balkaira comes to those words, you can rejoin him again. That will be an eighth of how to do it. All right?
Could it be a few words, half a possible?
I think it's always the end of an inyan. I mean, I don't think it makes a difference. Actually. I think you can do it anyway. Yeah, I think you can do that. You should make any important thing.
Why does it need to go ahead?
If you stop at the same time, it's very hard to go on two words, two things at the same time. It's better to be, let's say, at least one word ahead of him, yeah, to be a little bit ahead of him. Actually, someone told me this year, it's taking an interesting point. When you do this, though, lechat chile should be mashmiya la'ozna. You should hear what you're saying. So you should say it loud enough that you can hear what you're saying. Yeah, not to serve the person next to you. That's also true. Yeah, that's also true. You should make it, ideally, you should make it that you can hear at least what you're saying. Okay, that's the chai. If someone can't do it, that's a good thing to do. One of the shuls had it, one, I'm not sure what year it was. And this was in Shaila, that what happened was, they read the, this is also raising, so I don't know the answer to this Shaila actually. One was they read the Megillah, and it came to our Seder Spring Homon, And this is a good shot, this one, my friend. Listen to this. And they said, I'll say it's been home on. Anyway, normally, what the meaning is in the shul is the person says, I'll say it's been home on. The Balkari waits, you say, I'll say it's been home on. Then the Balkari goes over it and says, I'll say it's been home on. Anyway, they finished the beginner. And some clever spark went up to the Balkari afterwards. I must tell you something, but I think you missed out one of the names in the I'll say it's been home on. Now, it was a yeshiva, actually, a big yeshiva, actually, this. Now, it was amazing what the gap in yeshiva was. Actually, someone just had to have, someone had taped that McGinnis Esther. And they listened to the tape, and guess what? It's like, all right, missed out.
Yeah, but every person said it.
Oh, so the shine is now, do you intend to be Yotze when you say it?
That's why you can't be yeshiva.
That's what some people say, but I don't know if anyone's got this Kabbalah. I must say it's a nice idea. Some people say the reason why you do it. If you're it's an Israel Shaydis, you can speak about this in the Purim Sutta, yeah? It's a good question, this actually. Yeah. If you're Mechavim for this, if you're Mechavim to be Yotze that apostle, then you've got no problem, Tachan, then you're right. But I think most. What?
Purim Sutta is too late.
Still got time. Depends what time you're going to put it. No, he's not about to hear again. You're about to hear old McGinnis again. Possibly. What?
What?
No,
I tell you,
the Purim Sutta is finished.
It's finished.
You better listen, the Purim Sutta, you have to start in the daytime. We hope to get there, hopefully. You have to start Purim Sutta in the daytime.
Sorry, the problem is that Balkari itself is not Yotze, everybody else is, because everybody else
has said
it.
But I'm saying most people are not come to be Yotze, they want to say it. I don't know if they haven't come.
That's what he said.
Ask most people why they say that possible. Most people, I know I don't want to say
it. People are not Yotze what? Their own.
Yeah, they're saying Yotze themselves.
You said it can't be Yotze.
Yeah, Balkari hasn't got a problem. That's Zikha truth. The Balkari, I'm not sure. It could be everyone's. I'm not sure everyone's got in mind to be. It could be, maybe, possibly. It's an interesting shayla. That's number one. That's the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. You have to hear every word, and the ways of doing it, you can hear every word. The next mitzvah is Mishlach Monos. Also, Chazal, Megillas Esther says it's a special takana of sending Shlach Monos. Shlach Monos means two food items to one person. That's all you need to do for Shlach Monos. Ideally, it looks like, what was the reason of Shlach Monos? There's two reasons given. One is to ma'a ba'av reyes, to increase friendship. That Haman complained that Klal Yisrael are amafuz and mafur, they're scattered, we want to counteract that. Right. And the other pshat is that to be make sure people have got food for the Sudas Purim. Two reasons. Make snafka minas, lamaisa, anonymous, not anonymous. Okay, the various reasons why make snafka minas. I was always wondering about this, actually. What would you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Someone sends, for example, what do you call it, a burger to someone. Is that two minim or one min?
In a bread.
In a bread, I'm talking about a burger, yeah, a burger and a bread, sorry, a burger and a bread, or a sausage roll.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I saw someone this week, I think, huh? I thought it was 2 minim, actually. What about, what's it called, shepherd's pie?
A fruit set
warm. What's the chiddick?
Mush.
Well, mush? That's duck. What? Curry.
What's
the dog or that's nothing. That's Mamish a toffle. To it. That's Mamish a toffle, but this a meat inside a roll is much better. What? Much better. Yeah. Let's just say, there is turn on one brocha. That's it. These things you only make one brocha. It's true. A fruit salad. What's interesting, Shabby? Yeah, also interesting share of fruit salads. That's Mamish mix. That's the chayyim. That's one thing. Pasta, that's one. That's one. Sandwiches is only your right. You got that's posh. Someone's got a bread with a peanut butter on it. That's nothing.
That's
Mamish. It's Mamish at all. But this, the burger, is a choshma thing in itself. That's someone said, you're right. Take the burger, take it out of the bread, and you give it two things. Now you're telling me that what? Because you put it together, you make it worse. But I said the same with shepherd's pie. If you take the meat, separate the meat from the potatoes, you put it separately.
You don't.
I'm just saying, if you did. Someone told me that was in a short this week, and one of the Rav asked in the Shaila, if you send someone a cow with a bottle of wine, are you going to Shlach Monos? Very good Shaila, actually. The cow is, oh, 1 minute. So first of all, the cow is alive, so that's not so posh in Shlach Monos. Shlach Monos, ideally, one should send, 1 minute, Chaim. Ideally, one should send an item that is ready to eat. So the cow's not ready to eat. It's quite right. The chayy, you got the milk from the cow. You got the milk from the cow with a bottle of wine. The chayy, that could be good enough. You can't, you know, you can't get it. That's mechayra also okay. That mishleach might well say mishleach monos. Mechayra, it's very hard to know what how much you have to send. It has to be a chosher amount, mechayra. I mean, to send one grape, for example, or one little bit of tangerine, it has to be a sheer choshev. It has to be something which is a choshev, at least to the makabel. The one who receives it must have. Sorry? It has to be a filah makabel. It's not mucha. Yeah, it's not mucha, but I would have thought it was a lot to mention. Now, Ike is mishtomah, what average person is having. That's mishtomah the Ike. But I would have thought it's nice to serve zicha hidu to be makabel, to go. You know, it used to be, what's it called? This, what's it called? No quills, no. What was it? It used to be quick. Quick Save in Cheetham Hill. They used to have a brand, No Frills. I remember someone once got a bottle of water from a No Frills and a pineapple tin of No Frills. That's not Marba Abba Reyes, my friends. That's zicha not Marba Abba Reyes. What?
Water not
showing. That's also. Let's say it was lemonade. Let's say it was coloured water, yeah. Yeah, it's right. Lemonade is also not the posh ingredients of it. But I say it has to be Marba Abba Reyes to make something billig, to make it cheap. I don't know. Sorry? That's right. As I say, water, soda water is not ideal. One shouldn't use that really. No, it's a Hiddush actually, I also think so. Hey, that's Mishleach Monos.
A big lollipop. You have to eat the Kleachel's Pras.
No.
I
don't know. Master, sweet things, all the interesting, all this, what we eat, so we had crisp and all these sort of chocolates and things. The chayla, that's not for the sudder, really. Yeah. It's not really the sudder. The master, the possible say you can be used with it. Really, the nicest way of doing shlachmanas, really, in a way, is to send a proper shlachmanas, which the person can use for the sudder. I mean, I had it once, very nice, actually, a platter of meat, lamash, with different cob cuts on there. That's a nice way of doing, what do you call it? I know someone else, he's told me,
a frozen hummus meal.
That's fine, because you put it in there. What? Yeah, I'm saying that's also a good thing. You could use that. I mean, the thing is, homemade stuff is always interesting. Some people don't like it, some people do like it. There's no point saying to someone something he doesn't like. That's also interesting. The marshal to diabetes, for example, to send something that he can't have. So unless you say the rest of the family can have it, but otherwise, generally speaking, there has to be something which is royal to have, and a person gets something out of it. That's Mishleach Monos.
You said a platter of meat, is that okay? One platter of different meats?
Yeah, that's cloth, I'm sure. I don't know, for some reason, I've never got the bottom. This is an old shiner, but it seems to be a woman, a wife's tale over here, that it has to be two different broths. Now this, I've never ever seen. In fact, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's not like that, because the Shulchan Aruch says you can send bine bosor, actually. You can send different types of meat. The same thing, in fact, an interesting shayla, can you send a chicken somewhere, cooked chicken? Is that 1 min or 2 min?
One chicken.
One whole chicken, it's got a pork and everything. So the gabbai boira is taking, interesting, the gabbai boira taking, we take on, I mean, it's a bit of a shayla actually, many possums take on in boira, it's called 2 min actually, the white and the brown, whatever, it's different parts, it's called different min. The chayla, what?
For this?
I'm saying, for this part it's also the same thing. What, you think it's the same?
It's not, it's one piece, one. Chicken.
Yeah, but it's different taste. It's got different taste.
Chicken
schnitzel. Chicken schnitzel is a posh one. It's different. One old chicken. It's got all different parts of it. It's a chiddush. I'm going to say an interesting thing this over here. Whether that's called 1 min. I find it a chiddush to call it 1 min. I must say, I find it a chiddush to call it 1 min.
It's not this bit. It's all whole.
What's a chiddush? One chicken. That's what I'm chiddush at. That's a Purim chiddush. Why should that be? Why should it be? If it's cut up, it's 2 different min. When it's one, it's one. That's a chiddush, right? I mean, that's posh at the moshav. Take a piece of cake, for example, a honey cake, cut it into slices, nothing. That's all 1 min. You haven't anything with that in the moshav. It has to be a different taste.
Chicken liver, that's the same thing,
isn't it? It's a different taste. Anything which has got
all
a different
all
taste.
The chicken.
Yeah, I understand, but it's got a different taste. Anything which has got a different taste, it's called a different min. I would have thought so. I think so. Sorry? It comes from a chicken, but if you want to cook chicken and fried chicken, it's different. It all comes from a chicken.
What if you said you eat all that tongue, same thing, all the cow with milk? What about some hard cheese and a piece of chicken?
That's also a good shout, the rice. You don't have to have it mummish for the sudder. It has to be royal for the sudder. You give it to one person, so someone else can have something else. It doesn't have to be the same person eating everything.
It's not to top of that person. But if you give it to one person.
Even to one person, I still think it's royal for him or for his family. I think that's also okay. It's a good shout, actually, this. They've got meat and cheese. One person. It's better to stick to the same little thing, than I say that way. Imagine you can be used with mashke as well, yeah. You can be used with liquid as well, it's also good, yeah. Many quid's also good for shlachmanos. Yeah. Okay, you can have one in the morning, one in the afternoon. You don't have to have it. It's possible to have. I think as long as you have Suspur in the morning. Can we use Suspur in the morning? Yeah. Yeah, Suspur can be done in the morning. Not in the night, but in the morning, huh?
Hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. And you have to send a piece of chicken. You can't, you only
said
in the afternoons, you can't eat twice.
Yeah, that's what you say. I don't think it's happening. First of all, if you make it to pizza.
Single person.
Yeah, but if you melt it, it could also be alright. It's for the sugar for the whole family. It has to be done for him. Right, next one. What's the next one? What have we done? Chris McGiller, Mishloim. Next one, Matanis Leviyonim. So Matanis Leviyonim is also interesting there. It's Matanis Leviyonim. The mitzvah is two different Evyonim have to each get a present. Yeah? Each Evyonim means two Evyonim have to each get an amount. How much you need, it's very hard to know. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says one shit is a pruta. The thing is, a pruta now is a third of a penny. Imagine there's nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with a third of a penny. Some possibly say it should be a sheer mochoshuv which they could use to buy for the meal. Something for their meal. So the marshal, a meal means they have can buy a roll for what, 50 pence, 60 pence, and a bit of something else. So I'm saying, well, £2, £1.52, I'm sure is already something more choshev per oni, and you give that, that's already, obviously the more you give, the better it is, yeah? Obviously, you're allowed to, people ask, often can use Meister money for Matanis Leviyonim. The general rule is that anything which is a chiv, you cannot use Meister money from. You can top it up. That means a person can take £3 or whatever it is for two, or £4 for two aniyim, and then he can top it up and take from his Meister account £100 and add that onto the £4, because £104, that's very nice, nothing wrong with that, it's a nice thing to do, you can do that. But the basic here that a person's got, that should be done only with, not Meister money, it has to be normal holy money. So you can top it up, it's not a problem. Someone asked me, it's a good child actually, to invite an oni to your meal time, to your meal. But there's no reason why I can't be here to myself living like that. But it doesn't have to be dafka money, it can be food as well. So you can do things. And someone asked me, you used to be shlachmonos as well with that. It could be quite good. You could do shlachmonos, my son's living in him, soon as Purim. You don't think you haven't got excuse Megillah in that meal, but you've done quite well. You can do those things together. Huh? Why not? There's nothing wrong with Matanis Leviyonim if you sort it out in that way. That the person is okay, it's a minder for the oni, doesn't mean it's getting the present at all. Yeah, start on Purim. You have to make sure it gets on Purim itself. Yeah, that's the thing. The other thing is, Sudas Purim itself, the mitzvah to have Sudas Purim, the minigas to have meat and things like that. Ideally, Sudas Purim should start on Purim itself. That means that very often we've got a minig that we start on Purim, we go over right through to Shushan Purim. We're eating on Shushan Purim. You stay on a Nisim because you started beforehand. And even though it looks like a big chelik of the meal should be on Purim itself, but the mice, as long as you have something on Purim itself, that's okay. Ideally, you want to try and make it that one has a good chelik of the meal on Purim itself. And the ikkah is, remember that Purim is a very happy day. One should use it well. Sorry? No, I say as long as you start, as long as you have a good chelik, as long as you have part of the meal before what you got it, that's good enough. It's better to have a good chelik of it, but it's not always so convenient that. So if a person can't manage that, as long as he has the meal before, that's good. Okay, everybody, say, how do you put it? Wash before, I do. Wash before, I do. Wash before, I do.